Hello, everyone. I'm recording from a closet. I haven't done that in such a long time. I moved on July 1st, so I might as well christen my closet with an episode. So it is going to be the 4 year anniversary. I was going to say birthday as if it was a person. It's going to be the 4 year anniversary of this podcast at the end of October. And you know what I thought I would do to gift myself? And my decision wasn't really tied to the 4 year anniversary marker, but I decided I'm not going to cover the second half of Bridgerton. It occurred to me that I'm my own boss. It occurred to me that I have to answer to no one. I am not on assignment for any single topic I cover, for any episode that I choose to do. And I was like stressed, annoyed with the idea of recapping Bridgerton because there were four episodes, if I'm not mistaken, of part two. Every single episode, a straight up hour, essentially. Like Bridgerton, they're not really giving us like 44-minute episodes, they're going hard. And so what I would do if I were gonna recap it is I had to watch the episodes over. I had to watch other people recapping it. I had to possibly listen to other podcasts where they're reviewing it. I don't have time for all that work. And so I said, who the hell do I got to answer to? Myself. And because I have to answer to myself, I am not doing Bridgerton Part 2. I'm not gonna recap it. I have been underwhelmed with Bridgerton pretty much since season one. I enjoyed season two though, but like all of this, like, okay, we hate each other, we're not gonna be together, oh, we're gonna be together in the end. I don't like that at all as a storyline. I turn to Bridgerton for fucking. Okay, Bridgerton is softcore porn. And why is it that in season one we got to see Daphne and the Duke bang it out the whole time? And then we get to the other seasons and it's like some cat and mouse shit. I'm not into it. And like, I hate Francesca with Kilmartin. I don't like, they're gross to me visually, aesthetically. I don't like them together at all. As I said before, I don't need every couple to be interracial on this goddamn show. I just don't need it. And so I don't like them two together. I appreciated Cressida like threatening Penelope. That was interesting. I love how Penelope and Eloise made up. I love, 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 love Penelope outing herself. Because when somebody blackmails you, it's like, what's gonna stop them from blackmailing you again? It's like a permanent threat. They never have to go away. Loved that to death. I don't really give a shit about the Bridgerton mom and Lady Danbury's brother. Like, I don't like, again, I don't need everybody in an interracial relationship. The writers, the casting directors, they could fuck off. What else with this season? I didn't enjoy, like, Penelope being fully clothed while she had sex with Colin. I don't know what that shit was about, but I was very pissed off and annoyed. The proposal that Colin gave Penelope at the end of season part one, like, where's the romance? Where the fuck is the romance? And what else with this season? I don't know. I can't think of it. Oh. Benedict? So yeah, I love Benedict just being a whore. I love it. And I love that blonde girl for him so much. And I love that. I mean, we are slowly, Bridgerton is progressive. A lot of Netflix programming is progressive. But I do think it's kind of dope that we're inching closer and closer to accepting that a man could be bisexual and that a man being bisexual does not make him full on gay or gay at all. And so I kind of like Benedict just like being like there for it, you know, participating in those threesomes. But like, how the hell are you showing us more of Benedict having sex than you're showing us, or getting it on, than you're showing us of Pollen? I don't know. And I do enjoy Anthony and Kate. Like, I'm down with seeing them get it on more too, but overall, I just think that Bridgerton is losing the plot. Like, it just, I thought this shit was supposed to be like horny softcore porn for, horny idiots like myself, but I think that they're just doing too much. There's too much interracial, there's too much lack of sex, and I don't know, I kind of like Lady Whistledown being a fucking mystery. I'm sorry I'm cursing so much. I liked her being a mystery. Why the hell is she outed already? Why'd she have to out herself? And who knew that writing Lady Whistledown could make you so much money? So, off the top of my head, those are my thoughts on Bridgerton. I'm not going to go over it. Like, I don't know. And then it's not supposed to come back for 2 years. The show keeps ca taking 2 year breaks. Like, what the hell is that? I don't know. It's not what it was. I'm sorry. I think season one was incredible. And I just think it's like almost like they need to wrap this shit up. And they're not, because they have to go through the love stories of every single one of the Bridgerton kids. And, okay. I'm interested though to see what they're gonna do with Benedict and Eloise. I definitely will say I'm interested in both those storylines. And I do appreciate that they did a gender swap with Francesca. She was supposed to like Michael, but she likes Michaela, I guess is the name. I appreciate that, but again, I'm not here for all the interracial shit. So while I appreciate that they did a gender swap, I'm like, you guys are just, this is not how the world is. Everybody's not in an interracial relationship, nor should they be. Like, where is the like black love? We got Pollen. Where's the black love? Where's the white love? Where's the Indian love? Where's the Asian love? Where's the Hispanic love? That's what I want Bridgerton to be. I don't need all this bullshit. I don't need it, and I don't want it. So anyways, I'm not going to be covering season two, or season three. Everybody could F right off if they're going to keep spacing this out by 2 years. Like, they could go straight to hell with that. I have to also shout out Nicola, I think her name is Nicola. I have to shout out this woman's tits. I have to give mad respect to this woman's breasts, her melons. They looked so delicious. Like, point blank, period. Penelope has some good, flawless ass tits, and I am pissed off she didn't have a nude scene. Again, the writers, they could fuck right off with this. Sorry, I said I would stop cursing. I would like to see her go straight up topless. Like, I need that in my life. I need those tits in my face. I'm sorry. She has a great, great rack. Mad respect. And that's coming from somebody who also has a great rack. So, that's all I got to say about Bridgerton. Love y'all. See you soon. Hang in there with me for my 4-year anniversary at the end of October. Wow. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll take y'all behind the scenes a little bit more. But I will say that I am proud of myself for sticking with this, because as I've complained probably at least 3 dozen times on this podcast, this was not easy. And that's all part of why I'm not recapping Bridgerton. I have a lot on my plate. I have a lot of things that I do. And so for me to take time out and recap anything, it takes a lot of time, especially how I used to do it. How I used to like write scripts and read scripts. So, shout out to me and shout out to you. If you're a newcomer, or if you're, what do they say? Long time or whatever fan, shout out to y'all. I love each and every one of y'all. Y'all are helping me, have helped, and are helping in the midst of helping me just really like fulfill some Wonderful dreams of mine. So, thank you so much. And as a reminder, you could always DM me or email me at any time if you have something that you want to cover or if you'd like to be a guest. And I'll see what I could do. That's pvalleypodcast@gmail.com. Love you all. Talk to you soon. Bye.